Papuan asylum seekers reach Australia. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. A boat carrying 43 asylum seekers from the Indonesian province of Irian Jaya, referred to as West Papua by its indigenous peoples, has landed on Australia's remote northern coast. The group of 30 men, 6 women and 7 children fled Indonesia last Friday in a traditional dugout canoe fitted with an outboard motor. Indonesian authorities had alerted Australian immigration officials about the group's plans to attempt to reach Australia, but search planes failed to spot the craft. The boat contains some of Irian Jaya's most outspoken independence activists who clearly want to bring their largely forgotten concerns to the world's attention. Requests for asylum will put the humanitarian spotlight on Australia and test already strained relations with Indonesia. The boat was flying the outlawed West Papua flag, a punishable offence in Indonesia. Several political banners proclaimed the group's intentions and summarised the plight of their people. One banner read, "Save West Papua's people from genocide, intimidation and Indonesia's military and state terrorism." Another banner was worded, "The West Papuan people need freedom, peace, love and justice in our own homeland." Australia's representative for West Papuan Affairs, Louise Byrne, said the asylum seekers faced jail and torture at the hands of Indonesia's military because of their political beliefs and actions. The Indonesian embassy said the group's grounds for seeking asylum were baseless.